Well, the clock on the wall is hollering at us pretty loudly right now. In fact, it's screaming at us, but wow, y'all are so very cordial. I don't know what happened to y'all. I'm just overwhelmed at how well behaved y'all are right now. I mean, you quieted down with...
No dead boy or nothing for it.
Yeah, that's All right, well, I'm going to scare you a little bit more because tonight is test night. And so you need to have a Bible handy. You need to have your fingers oiled up quickly so we can get to some verses tonight. And that's where we're going to be tonight, is involved in a test. I want you to remember as we take this test, anyone caught cheating? No, I want you to remember what the test is over. These are New Testament characters. We're going to go all the way back to the beginning of class. And so some of the questions, if you remember, are somewhat vague and can be answered in different ways. But there is a specific answer that they are looking for in the context. And so we may have to... And by the way, Mary, 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 and Mary will not work on the five Marys of the New Testament. So we will get that question out of the way first of all. But it is always a wonderful opportunity that we have to study God's Word together. All right. I do, again, I want you to remember the context of the test, and that the context is New Testament men and women, New Testament characters. And so, as I mentioned, we're going to go all the way back to question number one. And question number one was that this person prayed for a son. I'm sorry?
Zacharias,
yes. Luke chapter 1 and verse number 13. By the way, you will need to speak up. We have no buzzers, and we have no multi-light system that goes off when you press that buzzer. So, yes, that's Zacharias, Luke chapter 1 and verse number 13. Messenger of God. Well, that would be true. John was a messenger of God, but that is not the correct answer.
Gabriel,
the angel Gabriel, is the answer to this question. Luke chapter 1 and verse number 19. As I mentioned, some of these are quite vague. And in fact, there are probably 1,000 messengers of God listed in your Bible. Maybe 400 of them in the New Testament, right? So... Gabriel's message to Zacharias was, you're going to have a son?
Son would be the forerunner for Jesus.
Okay, that son would be a forerunner of Jesus. Luke chapter 1 and verse number 17, and John chapter 1 verse 22 and 23.
What was the message?
The message is that he would have a son to be a forerunner of Jesus. See, somebody's been working on the cards with their sons, I can see, so knows the right answer. All right, question number four, the sign given to Zacharias by Gabriel. Okay, yeah, that's exactly right. Luke 1 and verse number 20, not able to speak until his son was born. All right, question number five, the wife of Zacharias. Elizabeth, right? Luke chapter 1 and verse number 5. All right. Question number 6. The son of Zacharias and Elizabeth? John. But John what? John the Baptist, John the Baptizer. Luke chapter 1 verse 57 through 63. Question number 7. John's food in the wilderness? Wild honey and locusts, or wild locusts and honey. Matthew chapter 3 and verse number 4. Question number 8. John's message in the wilderness. All right. Depending upon which passage, you could have Matthew's account, which says that he preached Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew chapter 3. But this is taken from verse number 2 in particular, which was, that is correct. I was thinking of a different, there's another one in here in just a minute. The next question, by the way, I was thinking of the next question. John's message was, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So John preached what?
Baptism for the remission of
sins, Mark chapter 1 and verse number 4. Make sure you get that on the test. question number 10. John the Baptist baptized
Jesus,
right? He baptized in water. That's a correct answer for the question. He baptized in the Jordan River. He baptized... there's a lot of questions, but Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 through 17, he baptized Jesus. Question number 11. This person cast John in prison.
King Herod.
That's exactly right. Luke chapter 3, verses 18 through 20. All right. Herod's gift to his niece. John's head in a bowl or... Okay, there you go, a charger. Matthew chapter 14, verses 1 through 12. All right. Let's see, question number 13. Found favor with God. Mary. Who said Mary? All right. That's right. Luke chapter 1, verse 28 through 30. Mary found favor with God. Gabriel told Mary. Okay, she would have a son and name him Jesus, right? Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 31. All right, the cousin of Mary,
Elizabeth,
the mother of John, is the full answer to that question that will be on the test this next Sunday. Luke chapter 1 and verse number 36. Mary was engaged to
Joseph,
Luke chapter 1, verse number 2. And 27. The angel's message to Joseph.
Take Mary your wife.
Okay. Fear not to take Mary thy wife, or Mary for your wife, right? Matthew chapter 1 and verse number 20. All right. Question number 18. Joseph described as a
just man,
a righteous man. Matthew chapter 1, verse number 19. Joseph was a descendant of.
David,
good answer, because there's like 30 different qualifiers to that point in Matthew chapter 1, right? And so you could have said any one of those and been correct, but David is the answer that they wanted, Matthew 1 and verse number 20. Two fathers of Jesus. That's an odd question, but odd way to put it, but okay. God, the Heavenly Father, and Joseph was the earthly father. That's the what they have in regards to that. Born in Bethlehem.
Jesus,
Matthew 2 and verse number 1. Jesus means? Sorry?
Does this mean that?
Okay, the Lord is, God is Savior, God is salvation. Matthew 1 and verse number 21. Emmanuel would be a part of that. He is called Emmanuel in that text, but Jesus means salvation, Savior. It's the same as the Old Testament name for Joshua. And you could have said Joshua, and that would have been correct too. I'm sorry?
Is the answer God is salvation?
The answer is the Lord is salvation. That's probably, in the King James, that would be uppercase L-O-R-D. Okay, Jehovah is salvation. All right, question number 23. Killed infants. Okay, the answer is not 3,800 today in America, okay, but it is Herod, Matthew chapter 2 and verse number 16. Question number 24, Jesus' age when he began God's work, and we did discuss this one because he didn't actually begin his work there, but the answer to the question revolves around his work at the temple. 12. That's exactly right. Luke chapter 2 and verse number 42, when he was 12 years old. Jesus is our Savior. Luke 2 and verse number 11. Jesus' trade. Carpenter. You could have said preacher. That would have worked. He was. But Mark chapter 6 and verse number 3 references him as a carpenter. As a young man, Jesus grew in... Okay, wisdom, stature, favor with God, and favor with man, Luke 2 and verse number 52. All right, the mission of Christ, it's threefold. Okay.
You said twofold?
That's one.
Save sinners, save the lost.
Save sinners, save the lost, Luke 19:10, that's one. Destroy Satan... and fulfillment of the Old Testament. Good. Those are the three parts to that particular. Save sinners, Luke 19 and verse number 10. Destroy Satan, Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 14. And to fulfill the Old Testament, Matthew chapter 5 and verse number 17. Another threefold answer. Jesus Christ is... Is what? Awesome. That is not the answer, but it is correct. I'm sorry? That is not the answer, but that is correct. Who said?
Priest.
See, I would have said prophet, priest, and king, but those would be correct, but they're the wrong answer. Lord of Lords. Correct, but the wrong answer. He is all-powerful, Matthew 28:18. He is all-knowing, Colossians 2 and verse number 3, and he is ever-present, Matthew 18 and verse number 20. Aren't you glad we're taking this test tonight?
Yeah.
Y'all would have shamed yourself come Sunday night. And so it's good that we're going over this early, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Question number 30. Jesus was made known to... Somebody with a quick Bible, turn to 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 5. Who's a quick draw? 1 John chapter 3, verse number 5. That's the answer to the question. The answer to the question is found in this text.
1 John 3, 5?
1 John 3, 5. That's what it says.
Did you know that he was manifest to take away our sins?
Okay, he was made known. He was manifest to do what?
Take away our
sins. It is found in there, isn't it? That is the answer to the question. He was made known or manifested to take away sin. All right, Jesus declared that he was, twofold answer.
Son of God.
Son of God, Romans 1:14.
Son of man.
That's correct, but that's not the answer. Somebody else said something? Savior of the world. Savior of the world, 1 John 4 and verse number 14. All right. Jesus' death was, and this is a threefold answer, Jesus' death was prophesied, predicted, Matthew 20 and verse number 19. Necessary. It is necessary, but that is not what's on this test. So that is correct, but it's the wrong answer. That is correct, but it is not the correct answer.
Plan.
I'm sorry?
Plan.
That is actually correct, but it's not the right answer on this test. So, demanded by the Jews is number 2. Mark 15 and verse number 13, 14. And it was by crucifixion, number 3, Matthew 27, 35 and following. So the threefold answer, it was predicted, it was demanded by the Jews, and it was by crucifixion. Okay? All right. So good. Another threefold. Don't you just love these threefold? And Jesus' resurrection was
prophesied.
All right. Mark chapter 9 and verse number 9 and 10. That's number 1. On the third day, that is correct, but it is not the answer to the question.
Not
that is correct, but it's not the right answer.
By resurrection?
That is correct, but it's not right. To overcome sin, number 2.
Oh, okay.
Luke 24:46-47, and number three, to prove that he was the Son of God, Romans 1:4. So prophesied to overcome sin and to prove that he was the Son of God is the threefold answer to that question. Buried Jesus is the question.
Arimathea?
Oh, not Arimathea, but Joseph of Arimathea. Yes, that is correct. John 19:38-42. Joseph of Arimathea was a... I'm sorry? Hey, okay, that would be a correct answer, I think, but not the one they're looking for. A Jew was not the one they're looking for.
Secret disciple.
Oh, go ahead over here first.
Disciple.
He was a disciple, and more specifically, he was a secret disciple, right? John 19:38. All right? Lazarus's sisters.
Mary
and Martha. All right. John 11:1. Raised from the dead by Jesus. You could have thrown in a few others there, but Lazarus is the answer. John 11:43-44. Jesus ascended to heaven.
On a cloud
is correct, but it is not the right one for this question.
Chariot of fire.
I'm sorry? No, that would be Elijah, but that's a good Bible knowledge there.
True?
Yes, that is true, but this is not a true or false question. To sit on the right hand of God. See, he's been studying with his boys. To sit at the right hand of God, Hebrews 1:3 and Ephesians 1:20. Jewish ruler who came to Jesus at night.
Nicodemus.
John 3:1-2. Nicodemus protested the unfairness of...
The trial,
Jesus' trial in particular, right? John 7:50-51.
Jesus' trial?
Yeah. That's the answer that they're looking for. And so I'm giving you all the answers. So y'all are going to be well prepared when this test comes up, right? Climbed into a sycamore tree to see Jesus. Zacchaeus, Luke 19:1-10. Okay. Here's a 12-parter. And it comes from Matthew 10:2-4. Not Mark's account or Luke's account or Acts' account, but Matthew's account. They do have some different names in some of these accounts. Name the 12 apostles. That's true. You're looking at the Acts. I mean, you're not looking at it. You're quoting from the Acts account there, and that is correct. There are 12 of them, right? The answer is Peter, John, James, John, or Peter, Andrew, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Thomas, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon Zelotes, and Judas Iscariot. That is not the list, by the way, that we go over in the back during the summer when we go over the 12 apostles. We use the Acts chapter 1 reference. So whoever comes up with that one, good luck.
Which one?
Matthew. Matthew 10:2-4. All right, who wrote Luke? Who wrote the book of Luke and the book of Acts? Luke, all right, very good. Luke is called?
Beloved physician,
Colossians 4:14. Luke was the last companion to the Apostle Paul, 2 Timothy 4:11. The brother of James the Apostle, John the Apostle, that's right, Matthew 10:2. James and John together are called? Sons of Thunder, Mark 3:17, right? Do what? There you go, that's right. Special request of Jesus by James and John.
Sit on the right hand, on the left.
All right, one on the right, one on the left. When he came into his kingdom, right? All right. John wrote... Okay. The Gospel of John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and the book of Revelation. He was exiled to?
Patmos,
Revelation 1 and verse number 9. Three apostles that were from Bethsaida. Peter, James, and John. It says Andrew, Simon, and Philip.
What?
Luke chapter 1 and verse number 44. Brother of Simon.
Philip.
Andrew. John chapter 1 and verse number 40. Andrew was a disciple of?
John the Baptist.
Oh, you could have said Jesus. He was, yes. But John the Baptist is the answer. John chapter 1 and verse number 40. All right. Andrew brought his brother. His brother was? Simon Peter. Okay, he brought him to Jesus, John 1 and verse number 40. So three answers come right out of John chapter 1 and verse number 40. The occupation of Simon and Andrew.
Fisherman,
Matthew 4 and verse number 18. Simon is also called Cephas or Peter, right? John chapter 1 and verse number 42. Peter denied Jesus
three times,
Matthew 26, 69 through 75. Peter preached the first gospel to... See, this threw me off because... Peter preached the gospel first to... The Jews, right? That would be the answer, but that's not. He preached to the Gentiles the gospel first. Okay, he did preach to the Gentiles is the answer, Acts 10, 24. And it's talking about the fact that Peter was the first one to preach the gospel to them. But you may have to explain the English of this statement to me. Remember, I'm from Oklahoma, so you have to explain hard. Question number 59. On Pentecost, Peter preached?
The first sermon.
Okay. This one says the first sermon in the church. I find that a little strange, because when he preached it... I'm not sure he was preaching in the church, but I think I understand what they're saying. In the Christian age, that is, you remember Abraham first had the gospel preached to him in Galatians chapter 3, verses 8 and following. Says the gospel was preached to him when in Genesis chapter 12 it says that through his seed all nations of the earth would be blessed. That was a part of the gospel. And so I think they're trying to distinguish between that. So the answer to the question is that he preached the first sermon, and then in the church is a part of that, Acts chapter 2. Question number 60. Peter wrote?
1st and 2nd Peter? 1st and 3rd Peter?
1st and 3rd Peter? No, there's no 3rd Peter. If Peter wrote 3rd Peter, it didn't make it into the canon. 1st and 2nd Peter, yes. 1st and 2nd Peter. Those are the only ones that he authored to our knowledge in regards to that. Brought Nathanael to Jesus. Not Andrew. Andrew brought his brother Peter. John chapter 1, verse 43 through 48. Who's fast on the trigger? John chapter 1, beginning in verse number 43. Philip, there you go. Philip brought Nathanael to Jesus. Philip's request of Jesus. This would be John chapter 14, by the way. His request of Jesus. John chapter 14, verse number 8.
Show us the Father.
Show us the Father. There you go. Show us the Father. I can only hear the disappointment in Jesus' words as he responds, "How long have I been with you and you do not know?" All right, let's see. Question number 63. Propose that all the apostles die for Jesus. Not Peter. Thomas, that's exactly right. John chapter 11, you have to go back to the resurrection of Lazarus and to get to that particular point. Okay, this one I disagree with, but you'll know the answer. Thomas is known as Doubting Thomas. Okay, that is the answer. No scripture reference on that point, by the way, but that would be John chapter 20. That's what they're referring to. Question number 65, apostle who collected taxes.
Matthew.
I'm sorry?
Matthew.
Matthew, yes. Matthew chapter 9 and verse number 9. Matthew's other name?
Levi.
Levi, Mark chapter 2 and verse number 14. Matthew wrote?
Matthew.
The book of Matthew, the gospel. This says the first gospel. The book of Matthew. It's the first one recorded in your Bible. Not necessarily sure that it's the first one ever written, but that's the answer, okay? Who betrayed Jesus? Judas, Matthew 26, 14 and following, right? Judas. Judas died by?
Amen.
Hanging, his own hand, suicide. Matthew 27, 3 through 5, right? Okay, who took Judas's place?
Matthias,
Acts chapter 1, 15 and following. Sold his field and gave money to the apostles. Barnabas. I'm not going to. What's Barnabas's name beforehand?
Joseph,
right? That's not on the test, by the way. Acts chapter 4, verse 36 and 37. Barnabas took Saul to
the apostles.
Acts chapter 9 and verse 26 and following. Question number 73. This is rapid fire tonight. You didn't know you was coming to a rapid fire test, did you? Teacher of Paul. Who?
Gamaliel.
Acts 22 and verse number 3. Paul. I'm sorry. No, not the gospel. He It's just teacher of Paul. And a mentor, early mentor may be a better. Paul's other name. Saul, right? Acts 9, 11. Paul persecuted the church, the way, Christians. All answers correct. Acts 26, 10, and 11, Christians. Events leading to Paul's conversion began on the road to Damascus. Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 9. Question 77. That should be apostle of the Gentiles. Paul, Romans 11 and verse number 13. Paul wrote, actually they're looking for a number here, so 13 if you don't consider him to be the author of the book of Hebrews, 14 if you do. The answer here is 13 books in the New Testament. So, can you name them?
Let's see. First and second Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Timothy,
1
and
2 Corinthians,
1
and 2 Timothy, and Titus, Philemon.
You
missed Romans. Yeah. So start with Romans, end with Philemon, and you got it, right?
Exactly.
Okay. There you go. Good, good. All right. During Paul's three missionary journeys, he was,
okay,
and this is.
To name all the books that he wrote?
No. Just the Paul wrote 13 books in the New Testament. 13 books in the New Testament is the correct answer. During Paul's missionary journeys, he was, and this is a threefold answer. Okay, he was beaten, but that's not on here. He was jailed, cast into prison. That is number two. That is shipwrecked, correct, but that's not on here.
Jailed and cast into prison? That was
well, cast into prison is jailed.
Okay,
so I was giving him that. Acts 16, 16.
Okay.
Come on, these are Bible scholars I'm talking to, right?
Delivered to
I'm sorry?
Delivered to Caesar.
Delivered to Caesar he was, but that is not on here for some reason.
Shipwreck wasn't on there?
Shipwrecked is not on here.
Stoned
is on here. Beaten is not. What was that? It doesn't mention the synagogue in here. Plotted against is on here. So the threefold answer is stoned, cast into prison, plotted against. And by the way, you could mention that he had He had stripes, right? That happened to him on the road. There are a lot of things shipwrecked, right? He was bitten by a snake, right? A poisonous snake. There are a lot of things that would actually go on here. All right. Tried Paul. Threefold answer. Tried Paul. Felix? Agrippa? Festus. He did get to Caesar, right? He made an appeal, and every Roman did, but Caesar is not listed on here. Agrippa. Felix told Paul. No, Felix did not tell him that, but y'all are going to get that one when it comes. Felix told Paul. No, but go thy way, and I will see you at a more convenient season, right? Acts 24:25, all right? Paul, I'm sorry?
Nothing.
Okay, Paul appealed his case to Caesar before which judiciary person?
Caesar?
Festus. Acts 25, beginning in verse number 1. The king, Paul, almost persuaded to be a Christian. Agrippa, Acts 26:27, right? Paul cast into prison in what cities? Twofold.
Jerusalem and Caesarea.
You know, Caesarea is on the list. He was taken into custody in Jerusalem, but that is not listed on here. You know, in Philippi he was as well, but that's not listed on here. Think of the latter end of his life. Where was he at? Rome. Okay, so the answer that they have on here is Caesarea and Rome, although there were other places that obviously happened as well. Little known apostles. That's the question. Little known apostles. Matthias is one of them, yes.
Bartholomew
is one of them. Thaddeus is one of them. One more. Andrew is not on here. James, the son of Alphaeus. James, the son of Alphaeus is listed. Now, those are the four that are listed on here. Husband and wife who lied to God. Ananias and Sapphira. I am not going to ask you to name the five Marys in the New Testament, but I will ask you who is missing from this list. Who is number six?
Mary, the wife of, is it
Cleopas? Mary of Rome, right? Romans chapter 16. All right. Stephen was one of seven. By the way, this is not the correct answer because there is no biblical foundation for it in Acts 6. But Stephen was one of the seven deacons. Deacons is the answer, but that is incorrect. He was not a deacon. He was a servant. But the qualifications do not equal up there between 1 Timothy chapter 3 and Acts chapter 6. All right, first Christian martyr,
Stephen.
Woman full of good works and deeds. Dorcas, that's right. What was her other name?
Tabitha?
All right. Woman who sold purple. Lydia, Acts 16. Lydia is converted by Paul at Philippi. This person believed at Philippi. Lydia is correct, but it's not the right answer. The Philippian jailer, right? Acts 16, verse 30. Mighty man in the scriptures. Apollos, Acts 18:24. Taught Apollos the scriptures more accurately. Priscilla and Aquila, Acts 18:24 and following. Baptized the Ethiopian eunuch. Philip in Acts chapter 8, right? Philip preached in where?
Samaria,
Acts 8, verses 1 through 13. Paul's son in the faith?
Timothy.
You could have mentioned Titus. Titus is not listed here, but he is referenced that way. But 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Timothy's grandmother and mother? Lois and Eunice, 2 Timothy 1, 5, right? Timothy learned the scriptures from the time he was a babe, is the answer. But child, I think, is what the King James says. 2 Timothy 3:15. Paul charged Timothy to preach. Preach the word. Preach what? The word. When? In season, out of season. Preach the word in and out of season is the answer. 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 and 2. All right. Appointed elders at Crete.
Titus.
Titus 1, 5. Paul instructed Titus to? Same thing he did, but that's not the right answer. Go to chapter 2 and verse number 1. I speak to things that befit sound doctrine. That's exactly right. Titus was not required to be circumcised. Galatians chapter 2 and verse number 3. Y'all realize y'all just went through 104 questions before the bell even moved. And I say that as he gets up. Now, I will say this, that I understand that the questions might be multiple choice come Sunday night. So you might have it a little bit easier. But those are the questions that will be, and they're all the questions that we looked over this quarter. Those come right out of the quarter notes. Well, some of them do. The deacon one did not come out of the quarter notes, but it did come out of the notes that were supplied to us. Any questions or comments in regards to what we have covered this quarter? You have 2.2, well, maybe just less than that, minutes. No questions. All right. That means we covered everything sufficiently. That means y'all are now experts in New Testament characters, both men and women, right? That means, yes, sir.
What are the five Marys?
What are the five Marys? Well, there is Mary, the mother of Jesus, right? There is Mary Magdalene. There is Mary, the mother of John and James, the wife of Zebedee, yes. There is the other Mary, which we had a lengthy discussion on, who was the other Mary. And who's the?
Mary Martha.
Mary Martha, yes. By the way, the sixth one is in Romans 16, Mary of Rome. But she didn't make it to the questionnaire. I don't know why. So those are the five Marys, yes. I thought I was going to have to pull out my notes, but I appreciate y'all's help on that. Now, or, listen, we could go with the original answer that Sister Ventura supplied us with, and I think it might work on the test. Can you name the five Marys? Mary, and Mary. Okay, good. Y'all got it down. We're going to ace this test. We're going to slaughter those little kids back there, right? Okay. All right. All right. Well, listen, y'all have been wonderful class all quarter long. And I appreciate Raphael helping me out in these classes when I've been gone. And this coming Sunday, Brother Royce Williamson will be your teacher, so you better pray hard. I hear he is a hard teacher. I hear he gives tests every week. I've just done it two or three times, but we're going to be studying the parables of Jesus. The parables of Jesus. And so I think it'll be a very profitable study, and certainly look forward to it.